Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Government says India secured favorable trade deal with United States, protecting interest of agriculture and dairy sectors. Highlights new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs and youth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts trade pact with the US reflects changing world order and its trajectory tilting toward India. Sensex and Nifty surged 2.5% each after historic India-US trade deal announcement. 8 opposition MPs suspended from Lok Sabha for remaining part of budget session over unruly behaviour. Rajya Sabha holds discussion on motion of thanks to President's address. India conducts a successful demonstration of solid fuel ducted ramjet technology, enters elite group of nations with technical prowess for long-range air-to-air missiles. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants take on Delhi Capitals in eliminator match in Vadodara. The government today said that India has secured a favorable trade deal with the United States, protecting interest of agriculture and dairy sectors. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi this evening, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed the trade pact between New Delhi and Washington as historic and forward-looking that places India's national interests at the center. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the agreement will create new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs and the youth across rural and urban India. He said the deal will benefit many sectors including MSME, textile, gems and jewellery, leather goods and marine goods.
भारत के भविष्य को चार चांद लगाने वाला ट्रेड डील
अ ट्रेड डील दैट विल ऐड ग्रेट मोमेंटम टू इंडियाज फ्यूचर वाज फाइनलाइज्ड लास्ट नाइट अंडर द लीडरशिप ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी दिस ट्रेड डील विल ब्रिंग मेनी अपॉर्चुनिटीज फॉर इंडियाज इकोनॉमी एंड फॉर द कंट्रीज 1.4 बिलियन सिटीजंस एवरी पुअर पर्सन फार्मर फिशरमैन रूरल यूथ यंग वुमेन आवर सिस्टर्स एंड वुमेन
सभी के लिए ढेर सारे अवसर लाने वाला
Mr. Goyal said, under the deal, no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमेशा एग्रीकल्चर और डेयरी सेक्टर्स को संभाला है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज ऑलवेज प्रोटेक्टेड द एग्रीकल्चर एंड डेयरी सेक्टर्स एंड सेफ गार्डेड देयर इंटरेस्ट्स ही हैज कंटीन्यूअसली वर्कड टू इंश्योर दैट पीपल इन दीज सेक्टर्स गेट अ ब्राइट फ्यूचर मोर अपॉर्चुनिटीज एंड इंक्रीज्ड इनकम इन द यूएस ट्रेड डील एज वेल इंडियाज सेंसिटिव सेक्टर्स स्पेशली एग्रीकल्चर एंड डेयरी हैव बीन प्रोटेक्टेड
उनको संरक्षित किया गया है
India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, made the announcement last night after holding telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. Mr. Goyal in the media briefing informed that the final details of the trade deal are being worked out and an India-US joint statement will be issued soon. The Commerce and Industry Minister also criticized the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, and other opposition leaders for allegedly misleading and creating confusion among the people regarding the deal. Prime Minister Modi today said India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is a result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said the pact reflects that world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. The Prime Minister said this while addressing NDA MPs at the Parliamentary Party meeting at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. According to sources, the Prime Minister in the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. He said the opposition criticized the tariffs, but the government remained patient and the results are now visible. NDA MPs felicitated Prime Minister Modi for the landmark India-US trade deal during the meeting. Several union ministers congratulated Prime Minister Modi and the US President Donald Trump on the landmark trade agreement. Speaking at the post-budget conference on the Union Budget 2026-27 organized by ASSOCHAM in New Delhi today, Secretary of the Department of Financial Services M. Nagaraju said the deal between India and the US will improve the trade relations and is expected to encourage expansion in industrial capacity between the two nations.
Dark clouds of uncertainty from the world economy has been lifted, with both our Prime Minister Trump tweeting about the trade deal. This should cheer up our industry to mitigate this adverse impact of the tariffs. Our industry can feel a sigh of relief about certainty now. We are trying to bridge the credit gap to MSME sectors for MSME credit growth.
Talking to the Akashwani News outside the Parliament, Rajya Sabha MP and former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla said, at an 18% market access rate, India is better than all of its competitors, whether it's China, Vietnam, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Pakistan.
It's a historical agreement. At an 18% market access rate, we are better than all of our competitors, whether it's China, Vietnam, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Pakistan. So from that perspective, I think this is a very good deal. The markets have reacted. Sensex has gone up by 2,200 points. Industry is reacting positively. It's a very good deal for our small and medium enterprises, for our farmers, for our laborers, for our labor-intensive enterprises, and for people across the country, because there will be benefits that every one of us will feel from this very, very extraordinary treaty.
Industry bodies have also hailed the finalization of the India-US trade deal, saying this will boost bilateral trade and create employment opportunities. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, soared over 2.5% each today following the announcement of long-awaited India-US trade deal. We have a report.
The Sensex zoomed 2,073 points to close at 83,739, while the Nifty climbed 639 points to settle at 25,728. The mid-cap index rose almost 2.6%, while the small-cap index jumped over 3.4%. In the forex market today, the rupee strengthened by 125 paise to close at 90 rupees and 26 paise against the US dollar. Nishit Kumar for Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. 8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behaviour in the House. The MPs are Manikkam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hebe Eden, Dean Kuriakos, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkateshan from CPIM. The House today witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Trinamool Congress, Samajwadi Party and others over various issues including India-China relation and India-US trade deal. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the third adjournment at 3 p.m., the opposition MP started protesting over these matters. Presiding officer raised objection towards the unruly behaviour of the MPs for throwing out paper towards the chair. Later, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved a resolution seeking suspension of the 8 MPs for their unruly behaviour and misconduct in the Lok Sabha.
In utter disregard to the House and the authority of the Chair through reaching to the table of Secretary General and other officers in the well of the House and throwing papers on the Chair and having been named by the Chair, resolved that the above-mentioned members may be suspended from the services of the House for the remainder of the session under Rule 3742.
The House approved the resolution with voice vote. After that, the Chair adjourned the House for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address on commencement of the budget session. The motion was moved yesterday by nominated MP C. Sadanandan Master. Participating in the discussion, Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP said the Narendra Modi-led government is working to make India a developed nation by 2047. Congress MP Rajani Ashok Rao Patil said that the president's address does not reflect the ground realities of the country. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India can achieve rapid prosperity only when all sections of society progress together while safeguarding the environment and strengthening technological development. The president was addressing the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University at Balasore in Odisha. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways today signed two memorandum of understandings for the formation of the Bharat Container Shipping Line and for financing the development of the Outer Harbour Development Project in New Delhi, signed in the presence of Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, the Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal. The MOUs are aimed at strengthening India's maritime infrastructure and reducing reliance on foreign shipping operators. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, today carried out a successful demonstration of solid-fuel ducted ramjet SFDR technology from the integrated test range at Chandipur off the coast in Odisha. The Ministry of Defence said the demonstration placed India into an elite league of nations possessing this technology. It added that this demonstration will enable the development of long-range air-to-air missiles to give a tactical edge over the adversaries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated DRDO and industry on the successful demonstration of SFDR technology. The Supreme Court today said that tech giants cannot play with citizens' right to privacy in the name of data sharing. The court came down heavily on Meta and WhatsApp while hearing their appeals against a Competition Commission of India order imposing a penalty of around 213 crore rupees over their privacy policy. The top court said it will pass an interim order on the 9th of this month. In West Bengal, leader of opposition in the state assembly and BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari expressed serious concerns over national security, citing the state government's delay in providing land for border fencing along the India-Bangladesh border. Mr. Adhikari was speaking at a press conference held the state BJP office in Kolkata today. He warned that this delay poses a significant threat to national safety and urged immediate action to secure the international boundary. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel today led a historic ceremonial send-off in Vadodara for the sacred relics of Lord Buddha, which are being sent to Sri Lanka for public exhibition in Colombo. Preserved at the Maharaja Sayajirao University of Baroda, these holy remains were accorded a formal guard of honour before being taken in a solemn procession. We have more from our correspondent.
The sacred relics of Lord Buddha discovered during 1960 excavation at Devni Muri near Shamalaji in North Gujarat began their spiritual journey from Vadodara to Colombo today amid Vedic chants and Buddhist hymns. These 8th-century artifacts, which include a silk-lined vessel and casket bearing the words Dashval Sharir Nilay, signify the resting place for Buddha's remains. The relics will be displayed for the public veneration from February 4th to 11th, coinciding with the Sri Lankan New Year, marking a new chapter in India Sri Lanka relationship. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Political violence has risen sharply across Bangladesh ahead of the national election on the 12th of this month, with casualties nearly tripling in January compared to the previous month. Human rights organization ANO Salish Kendra, in its latest analysis, reported 75 incidents of political violence last month, resulting in 616 injuries and 11 deaths, compared to 18 incidents in December last year. With violence escalating and accusations flying among political actors, concerns are growing over whether a peaceful and credible election environment can be ensured in the days leading up to the vote. In the Women's Premier League WPL Cricket, Gujarat Giants have set a target of 169 runs for Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash in Vadodara. Put into bat first, Gujarat Giants scored 168 runs, losing 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. The winner of this match will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match on Thursday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government says India secured favourable trade deal with United States, protecting interest of agriculture and dairy sectors, highlights new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs and youth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts trade pact with the US reflects changing world order and its trajectory tilting towards India. Sensex and Nifty surged 2.5% each after historic India-US trade deal announcement. 8 opposition MPs suspended from Lok Sabha for remaining part of budget session over unruly behaviour. Rajya Sabha holds discussion on motion of thanks to President's address. India conducts successful demonstration of solid-fuel ducted ramjet technology, enters elite group of nations with technical prowess for long-range air-to-air missiles. And in Women's Premier League, Gujarat Giants set a target of 169 runs for Delhi Capitals in eliminator match in Vadodara. That's all in the news at 9, friends. Good night.